Today's episode is on Dav Pilkey, and we'll be hearing from Kayla and Delaney. What can you share about Dav Pilkey, and tell me if I'm saying his name incorrectly?
So his full name is David Pilkey, and he actually got Dave, D-A-V. He used to work at Pizza Hut when he was in college, and his name tag, they forgot the E, so they just, it was like a nickname for D-A-V as Dave.
I love that story.
But his full name is actually David.
Okay, that's awesome. I wonder how many people call him Dav.
I know.
Yeah.
I was curious on that too, and then hilarious. I read about that.
I love that.
Should we go on to some information about him?
Okay, yeah, you can share however Pilkey, you want.
Okay, so Pilkey was born on March 4th, 1966 in Cleveland, Ohio, but he now resides in Seattle. He went to Kent State University as an art major. He has won the Collegiate winner for The Paperboy in 1997, and later on we'll kind of talk about The Paperboy in that book. And another thing that I found that was really interesting was Pilkey was diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and dyslexia as a child. So I thought that was very interesting when I was researching him. Delaney, do you want to go on to some of the awards that he has?
Yeah. So some of the awards that he has won was in 1986, the National Written and Illustrated by Awards Contest for Students ages 14 through 19 category for World War One, but like not O-N-E, like W-O-N,
mm-hmm.
One. 1997, I can never say this word. How do I say it?
Caldecott,
thank you. Honor Award for Paperboy. In 1998, he won the California Young Reader Medal for Dog Breath, The Horrible Trouble with Halitosis, published in 1994. 2007, he won the Disney Adventure Kids Choice Awards for the Captain Underpants series. In 2016, he won the Milner Award for the Dave Pilkey Favorite Children's Book Author. In 2019, he won Person of the Year Award from Publishers Weekly. And 2019, he also won Comic Industry Person of the Year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's won lots of awards.
Yeah, yeah, very accomplished.
I forgot about Paperboy. Was that, my brain's sort of foggy, but did that get turned into some kind of film?
There is a movie called The Paperboy.
Yeah.
I don't know if it... I don't think it resembles from the book, though. I could be wrong. Delaney, do you know?
I'm looking it up right now, and I don't think it is from the book.
But I did see that, Joe, when I was searching The Paperboy. I saw there was a movie.
Gosh, it's just... all of a sudden, you said that name, and it sparked mm-hmm. something, I thought. Some kind of cartoon. I don't know.
Okay.
But right. I always associate him only with Captain Underpants.
and I do the same thing. I always am like, oh, he wrote the Captain Underpants or the Dog Man series.
Yeah.
But he actually has a lot of other books that are not in a series that have won some really good awards. So I was also shocked by that. And I never heard of The Paperboy until now. So, but we'll kind of talk about that book later on.
I looked it up. There is a VHS tape for The Paperboy, but I can't tell if it's just, like, a, like, recording of it or if it's actually something more.
It could just be some odd memory I'm having.
So, going on with the books that he has written, he has written a bunch of books that kids absolutely love in schools. the Dog Man series is huge. Mm-hmm. Captain Underpants, Delaney, you could probably say we've probably read this when we were in elementary school. I know I did.
Oh, for sure.
Was it the book that got you reading?
I wouldn't say reading. I think Jenny B. Jones was, but I'm pretty sure it's Captain Underpants was up there for sure.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom would have to, well, she didn't have to, but she was like, you need to read like 30 minutes every night. And I would always choose the Captain Underpants series because it was easy. It was fun. Mm-hmm. So I remember reading that in my room at night. But going on, we have Captain Underpants. We have the Dragon series, which I never read. I don't know, Delaney, if you have.
I didn't read it, but my mom taught elementary for 20 years before she switched, and she did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I never read those. Jill, I don't know if you've ever had. The Mighty Robot series, the Big Dog and Little Dog series. These are some of the series, but mainly the Dog Man series is really big in my student teaching last year. Students would fight over the books that she had in her class that were from the Dog Man series.
Wow.
So it was great. Yeah. I always wondered why these books were so popular with younger
and why readers. Do you think they are?
I think because the illustrations are fun. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of words on the page, so it might not be as intimidating to readers.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't illustrate those books, does he?
He
does.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
He illustrates he writes and illustrates all his books.
I had no idea. So the Captain Underpants, so he illustrated Captain Underpants?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he actually came
and
up
we
with...
actually put that...
You're gonna...
yeah.
But yeah, he came up with Captain Underpants whenever he was in middle school. But we'll talk about that kind of later.
That's funny.
But yeah, as I was saying, like, young readers, I think, are drawn to these kinds of books. They're easy, they're fun, kind of goofy, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll go talk later on about the controversials about these books and how parents aren't as excited about these books, I think, as readers.
Okay.
Delaney, would you want to go on to describing the text in detail?
Yeah, for sure. So one text that we would like to talk about today is his Caldecott Award-winning book, The Paperboy. His picture book has a simple story about a boy who delivers newspapers early in the morning and travels back home to go back to bed while the world wakes up. And the pictures are detailed with cool colors that portray the crack of dawn and the sunrise. Mm-hmm. The artist's use of the colors was beautiful, and we liked how the artist was able to depict the beauty of the moonlight into his drawings. And so this is a book that we would definitely recommend for children in, like, pre-K through second grade level, because we thought that's, like, where it kind of fit.
And he illustrated the Paperboy, too?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. I didn't know that. I'll have to move him from author to author illustrator on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was looking at the Paperboy, the illustrations were really cool, and I was impressed about his illustrations because, just like you, Jill, I didn't know that he illustrated his book. So finding that out was really cool.
Yeah.
Something that surprised us about the author was that he both illustrates and writes, and that's what we kind of put when we were searching him. I think it's super cool because we don't know many authors, illustrators that do this. Another thing about his text that we found unique is that he was really a pioneer in the field of graphic novels. And that was a reason why we kind of chose him, because we kind of were reading The New Kid, and a lot of us in our discussion posts were like, we really haven't read graphic novels. So we thought this was a really cool person to look at.
Yeah, I thought that was fascinating. Illustrating. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
No, I thought that was really fascinating that really the majority of you were not familiar with graphic novels.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I guess because you're just like right on the cusp of being too old when they came out. Really popular, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just really surprised me that
we had the Captain Underpants, but when I had to answer that question earlier in our assignments, where if you did read a graphic novel, I forgot about the Captain Underpants.
Well, I never associate Captain Underpants as being a graphic novel, which I think is really funny.
Me either.
Or like the school bus, you know, the magic school bus. Like, to me, those are picture books, not graphic novels, but maybe, I don't know. I'm probably wrong.
And also, we kind of put, like, the Captain Underpants series was created in 1997, and at that time, we felt like graphic novels were not, like, mainstream.
No, they weren't.
So they weren't.
Right.
They weren't popular. And he was one of, like, the first people to push graphic novels into the mainstream media.
Oh, I did not know that.
And
it's interesting.
Yeah. The last thing that surprised us about this author was he was diagnosed with the ADHD and dyslexia. And we thought it was really cool that even though he was diagnosed with dyslexia, he still found a love and passion for books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we thought that was interesting. Delaney, I don't know if you have anything to add to that.
I don't really think so about that slide. But, yeah.
Do you want to go on to?
Yeah. And so one thing that that we found unique about his texts is that Pilkey's books are so controversial with parents and letting their children read these books. And often parents will go against their child reading these books because they are not written like normal children's books, which I know I remember whenever I was in elementary school, there was like a really big debate on whether we should even be allowed to have like Captain Underpants books in classrooms because of like the whole idea of like him being in his underpants or whatever. So, yeah, like it was like a really big thing. And then I remember like certain like kids, their parents would tell the teacher like they weren't allowed to read those books.
Oh my God.
And so, yeah.
I know, Delaney, that some schools actually banned the Captain Underpants series.
Yeah.
Because of underpants. That's so silly.
And then another thing was, I guess the book was talking about going against your parents and like,
kind of like,
I don't know what the word is, but I know that it is banned in some schools. Yeah. I'm not sure which ones, but I did see that when we were studying him.
Good grief.
Yeah.
And that's so what gets so many children into reading, because what's funnier when you're, you know, 8 than underpants? Nothing.
I know.
Right? Goodness gracious. Yeah. That's the thing. Adults, I think I was telling you this in our conference, wasn't I, Kayla, about adults have such a different understanding of what something is than a child.
Oh yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
They're just laughing.
Absolutely.
They don't care. It's just a funny book, but we put these heavy meanings on things that just don't need them. Drives me crazy.
I know. Yeah. Absolutely. I agree.
So
those are kind of the some things that we did find about him.
Mm-hmm.
Jill, I don't know if you have any more questions for us, if you wanted us to share anything more that we found.
Did you see the paperboy in your classrooms that you're student teaching in?
I have not.
So far I have not, but my teacher has a ginormous classroom library, so I've kind of slowly been looking through, but I'm sure she probably has it.
Huh. Cool.
Yeah.
And what about
Captain
Underpants? I haven't
been in person yet.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh yeah,
goodness.
Yeah,
but maybe. But I know last year when I was in my student teaching, my teacher had the whole Dogman series, the whole Captain Underpants series.
Good for her. That's good.
Yeah.
The Paperboy. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
we wanted to talk about that.
It's just so different, the Paperboy, from his other work.
I know, and that's why we kind of pulled it out to talk about, because it was so different than from his other books.
Mm. I think it's a great book. I like that one. I had forgotten. But yeah, that's great. Anything else you two want to share?
I don't think so. I think we kind of covered it all. I don't know if you have any more questions for us.
I do not.
This is
okay. No, now I'm going to go look up Paperboy and see if I can find that film. So
yeah,
I'll let you know.
If you look at the Paperboy, make sure you look at the illustrations, because they're really cool.
Yeah, yeah. I remember those. Oh, thank you two so much for taking the time to do this.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Thank you.